Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Muliyo mutya mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in our Lord Jesus?
Nenda kusaba mbolize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request you greet of your brethren.
Omugambe obudde butuuse.
Tell them the time has come.
Noyo ali ewala.
Even the one who is far.
Mugambe wakereye dda.
Tell them you've already delayed.
Obudde bukugenzeeko.
Time has left you.
Tugenda kuba tweyongerayo.
We're going to be moving on.
Na n'okwolesa okw'abasinza Katonda moyo ne mazima.
Demonstrating those who worship God in spirit and truth.
Ngatuza obujja abasinza Katonda moyo ne mazima.
As we restore those who worship God in spirit and truth.
Okwetola ensi yonna.
All over the world.
Tugamba nga tulistowa linga.
And then we restore
abasinza Katonda moyo ne mazima.
Those who worship God in spirit and truth.
Mu kiseera ekya revival ebintu byonna.
The time of revival of all things.
Mu kiseera ekya revival.
In the time of revival.
Ne restoration ebintu byonna.
Restoration of all things,
to be
known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Now you tell your brethren, tell them we study as we demonstrate, study and demonstrate.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Until we've gotten worthy before God, introduce ourselves to the nation of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And as always I tell you, we do it under the worldwide call, which has based in this nation of Uganda in the year 2022.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
In
the month of September exactly, that coming ahead, we have to move officially.
So
we began to prepare ourselves, and by the time we reach September and we already tested all the gospel, already tested all the worship and his praise in the spirit, and God will be opening doors of the nations,
so will
come us to revival everywhere. Praise Jesus much. So we thank God
he
has gathered us again the other time, that he teach us to profit, as he promised in Isaiah 48 verse 17, when he said, I am the Lord who teach you how to profit, and
who
show you the way you have to take.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So
even today we have come, he teach us to profit, and he show us the way we have to take in restoring those who worship in the spirit and truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman
no, Muslim for Bible.
And our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God. As we want to welcome you onto the new generation, which has the full knowledge of God and His glory, to give you life, to reaching the eternal life.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Even on this time, we come to move on to lead nation of Uganda in the worldwide call, where God has called us to work with him in his final work on the planet earth. In that work, and it's the revival and the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth, that they be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. As we pass through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation, which was preached to all creations in heaven and earth, it was preached to the angels and all creations on the earth, fighting the material gain gospel of the world and the selling of miracles, which has caused many to become enemies of God, Even many fall within hell, and the world appears in the many curses.
Example,
the curses we pass through of COVID-19, homosexuality and many evils spread the world. Now the false gospel
is
the gospel material gains and the sale of miracles. It is what brought those.
But
God has sent us restore our gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel of salvation.
It's
the gospel preached to all creations in heaven and earth. In that gospel, it is the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As we reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven, starting from planet earth. Praise Jesus
much.
The aspect as we fulfill that great call, still there is involved in restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth all over the world.
It's
one of the sessions which has brought us today. Because we know that God, He seeks those to worship Him in spirit and truth. But He promised those beyond rivers of Ethiopia, right at the source of the river Nile,
able to
restore those who worship in the spirit and truth all over the world. So this day, we want to immediately begin to see the way we are going to demonstrate. We are going to be demonstrating as we restore those worshiping the spirit and truth. Now the main heading we are on to now is fulfilling the worldwide call. Today we look to restoring those who worship God in the spirit and truth all over the world. In those ones, how are they? That is what we're heading on right now. We started, proceed on to demonstrate what we studied.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we remember, in John chapter 4, verses 24, he speaks like this. Let us read, we hear. John chapter 4, verse 24.
Katonda gwe moyo naba abamusinza kibagwanira okumusinzanga mu moyo n'amazima.
God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in the spirit and in truth. Yes.
Katonda gwe moyo.
God is the spirit.
Naba abamusinza.
And those who worship Him,
kibagwanira okumusinza mu moyo n'amazima.
Quiet them, worship Him in the spirit and truth.
Ekigambo ekyo kyogerebwa emirundi mingi.
That's what is spoken many times.
Katonda gwe moyo.
That God is the spirit.
Naba abamusinza.
And those who worship Him,
balina kuba mu moyo.
They have to be in the spirit.
Yiguruza.
But you think,
babera batya mu moyo.
How do they appear to be in spirit?
Era.
And how are they in the truth?
But no kakasa.
And then you prove that now I'm in the spirit.
But right
now I'm in the truth. Let me worship God.
We are
not allowed to worship Him.
We are
not allowed to praise Him. To worship Him. To sing Him band songs. Both of the hymns. The psalms. You are not allowed to sing them when they are of God. When you are not in spirit and you are not in truth,
you will
not accept your worship.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You will not accept it. Your praise, you will not accept it. Your worship will not accept it. Singing gospel songs, he will not accept them. Hymn songs, he will not accept them.
Even
melodies will never accept them. You cannot sing them if you are not in the spirit of truth, and He accepts you.
So
in that time, you are following commands of humans. Anytime you are not in the spirit and in the truth, you are in things of human beings, and you follow human commands, even the laws of humans. You can pray instruments works like those of the world. And you think you worship God. And he said, you know the instruments of the spiritual world, how they sound. You know he spoke. Basing in Matthew chapter 15. If we do not appear to know him in the spirit. And our spirits, we attach them most in knowing him. And we speak of him in the words and on our lips. That even worship, we worship him in vain. He does not consider the worship. Now many do not know that.
But
many times you can praise God and you worship him
and
sing different songs to him, those of band through bands of gospel, and you sing the hymn songs,
you
refuse to accept them, for you're not in spirit and truth. As it says in this Matthew, let's read, we see it. Matthew chapter 15 and the verse
7.
You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you saying, verses
8.
These people draw near unto me with their mouth and honor me with their hearts. Verses
9.
But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Yes. That these people, their hearts are far from me.
For
they speak of me on their mouth, even in their words, even human commands, the way they follow. Even worship, they worship me in vain.
You can
wake up, praise God, and you sweat, yet he rejects it. You can worship and you claim you are worshiping.
And
you say, I've not yet worshipped me at all. I've not yet, for you are in the flesh. You worship me, you think of how I'm to give you a car. Are you not worthy to worship me, for I created you for that to worship me? Is it you think that when you worship me, I will give you like that? You think what you used to worship me? Did you create them for yourself? Or you paid for them that it gives them to you? Did you pay for the mouth?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Now there are seasons. And God seeks for those who worship him in the spirit and truth. He seeks for only those.
And
all the rest you do before you enter worship in the spirit and truth. To be led by the spirit of God.
And
you're filled of truth of the word of God. The holy scriptures. And God cannot accept you. Though you worship, he remains seeking for the others. He just bypasses you, proceeds onwards. For he seeks. Let's repeat again in the John chapter 4. Starting from verse 21. Let us read, we hear. John chapter 4, verse 21.
Yesu n'amugamba nti omukyala. Nzikirize kisera kijja kibachali sinzizanga mu kitaffe ku lusozi runo ne wankubadde mu Yerusalemu.
Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. That verse is very major. God does not mind which place, whether in the mountains, whether in the valleys, or in the synagogues. That is not what is up to now. What is up to, can we worship him? And we are in spirit.
I are led
by the Holy Spirit. And we are in the
truth.
The Holy Scriptures. Doesn't mind, where are you? Those of your places concern you. He binds one thing. Are you in spirit?
Are
you in the truth of the word of God?
Do
you keep his commandments?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Let's
go to verse 22, we see.
Yokana esuli yokuna noru nyiriri olwabiri mwebiri.
John chapter 4 verses 22.
Mwemusinza chemutamanyi fetusinza chetumanyi kubango bulokozi buva mu Yudaya.
You worship you know not what we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. That is also very important.
Osinzo tie chintu chotamanyi.
You worship something you do not know.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
It means to worship in the spirit and truth. We go first understanding that God is the spirit. And he seeks those to worship him in the spirit and truth. If you worship something you do not know,
you can
despise it in your worship when you don't know it. And you lower your standards. Yes.
Not a chigurumiza.
Don't purify it the way it is, for you don't know it. The more you appear not knowing God, it fails you to glorify him. God, anytime you sing for him, and you equate him to gold and silver. That because you got a car, or because you got a house, that he sees you've lowered him so much, you think he's worthy to be worshipped because of those. For he just created you to worship him. God created you have to praise him. You have to praise him. You have to worship him. You have to sing for him. That what
he
created for, whether he's given you, whether not. You know, before we proceed to the verse 23. In the Isaiah chapter 43. Verse 21.
Agamba yakutonda,
he said he created you.
And
have to praise him whether he's given you or not yet. Let's read that Isaiah, then we get back to John.
Isaiah esule yana mwisato noru nyiriri olwabiri morumo.
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 21.
Abantu benebu mbiranze ka bolisenge tendo liange.
These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Yes.
Abantu benebu mbira.
The people
yeka.
Formed by himself.
Nechigende irwa.
With an intention.
Chakore satendo.
To show his praise.
Era tugendo kuri sawano.
And we're going to demonstrate here. The main head, as we called you, we told you.
Demonstrative restorer of true worshippers.
We are on demonstrative restorer of true worshippers.
Throughout the entire world.
Throughout the entire world. To saying.
We
are in a demonstration of restoring those who worship God in the spirit and truth all over the world. When you read Isaiah 43, verse 21, the people he formed for himself, he didn't
involve
any other creation to help him.
And
the main intention, he wanted you to show his praise.
We gamba, toko makuri imba buyimbi.
Don't remain to just think of it.
Umanyimba tuwa tuyimba, tuyimba buyimbi tendo lya mukama.
Don't just sing the praise of God.
Wabula tuliolesa.
But we demonstrate it.
Dibera litia.
How does it appear?
Dibera litia.
How does it appear?
Chikugwane dobere unga tuolesa.
Why do you be present as we demonstrate?
Oyigo kuolesa. Kubaka tugenda kubo ize.
For you've have learned.
Mukutegera ne mukumanya.
Understanding and knowledge.
Mukuteka munkola.
Now we put it in action.
Kubanga yakutonda. Not
to just sing it, but to show, demonstrate it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You know,
before you speak many words in the world, God has the main reason why he created your mouth before you speak. You know the mouth is your words. For it was given you.
The
one who gave it to you is God. But when he created it,
he
expects fruits from it.
Yes.
Fruits of his praise.
Before you
speak much, you will forgive me.
Ngatona yogera yogera ebinji bituogera yogera wakati munsi.
The benefits we speak in the
midst. Waliwe nsonga lwaki yatonda ogwomumwa.
The reason why he created that mouth.
Na okuteeka mu olulimi.
And he put a tongue within it.
Okuchanga obulungi ebigambo by'okumutendereza n'okumusinza.
Well, words of worship and praise of him.
Naateeka mu omulokoli.
And he put in there a throat.
Okufulumya eddoboozi.
Which brings out the voice.
Okuva eno wansi mu backbone eno. Waliyo akabox.
There is a box there, the voice box down there. All those he prepared them. And he said in the Hebrews chapter
14
that you show, have to show fruits of the praise.
Fruits
of your mouth. Yes. But my God, then. You first look
in
that your mouth. Will you see? Speak your neighbor, look at your mouth, you look to their mouth. Your mouth may not see it well.
Look,
that of the neighbor
seeing
the fruits of the praise it has bared so far. You will see a lot of other words marked on those mouths.
Let it
be just words. And not just speaking those obscenities. Look at that same mouth.
Instead of bearing fruits of praise,
I've been speaking heavy obscene words. Are we together? Wow.
Okay, katusome Ibrania.
Let's read in the Hebrews.
Abebulaniya esule ye 13 n'olunyiriri olwe 15.
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15.
Kale mwoyo tuwera ye eri Katonda bulijjo sadaka eyettendo. Kyekibala ekyemimwa ejatula erinnya lye.
By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Yes. We give to God a sacrifice of praise. Every time continually. That those are the fruits of our lips. First look at that your mouth. You may not see it well as I said. Look that of the neighbor. And ask how many fruits of your lips have you
bought? If
there are songs, how many do you have you been singing for God? My mind. Look at the mouth of the neighbor. Maybe also look very clearly. My mind. Teacher Jacob. You look at the fruits of the praise.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. Have you seen that the mouth? Always when it quarrels, tell it. But you, you silence it.
These
are not what you sent you bear. As it releases words, those who lose words, they just pour them out. Now there is a time they play it and bring heavy words. But in James he says, the same tongue which is to worship him, now you messed it up. You make it speak words which pierce others. And if you go back in the mirror, women usually pass with their mirrors. You can bring it out, you look at yourself. And you see that mouth. That mouth.
Hey,
my goodness. Now that mouth. It's a Swahili term, mudomo, mouth. Which has to show the praise. It is too much in conmanship. And you let it into conmanship.
abantu bangi mwogedde buli bigambo era muyomba era muvuma kyokka emala ne mwefula mu mutendereza mukama
after you claim you praise God.
Nze ndaba abantu akwaya nga banyiivu beeyombesayombesa
they quarrel with each other.
Saba wano ngamba
beeri this place but out there
yomanyi
where you know
emidomo
the mouth
Yakobo Yakobo esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
James chapter 3 verses 7.
Kubanga buli ngeri eyensolo n'ennyonyi n'ebyewalula n'ebyennyanja bifugika era byafugibwa abantu.
For every kind of beasts and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. Let's come from verse
4.
James chapter 3 verses 4.
Laba era namato ne wankubadde nga manene bwegatyo era nga gatwalibwa empewo ez'amaanyi enkasento n'ennyo yegagoba yonna yonna omugoba gy'asiima mu kwagala kwe.
Behold also the ships which though they be so great and are driven by fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small ladder wherever the pilot desires. Verse 5.
Era n'olulimi bwe rutyo kye kitundu ekitono ne lwenyumiriza ennyo laba emiti emingi egye Yakobo esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
James chapter 3 verses 5.
Era n'olulimi bwe rutyo kye kitundu ekitono ne lwenyumiriza ennyo laba emiti emingi egyenkanidde awo okwokebwa akalira akatono bwe katyo.
Even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold how great a forest a little fire kindles.
Olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Verse 6.
N'olulimi muliro ensi ey'obubi mu bitundu byaffe lwe lulimi olwonoona omubiri gwonna era olukoleeza nnamuziga w'ebitonde byonna era olukoleezebwa geyeena.
And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, so is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. Yes. Now God, when he creates the mouth, he
showed
the fruits of his praise and puts a tongue in there, which has to bring that praise, even that worship, into singing for God. Satan, what he did, he said, you know what to do? This tongue, let's turn it to a whole world. All people of all words be filled on it. The tongue is a very small member. It's what matters in the world. But before it speaks that matter, they do not matter. Before it speaks that kill, they do not kill. Before it lies, no one gets destroyed. When it lies, people get destroyed in hell. The tongue has many cases. It attaches upon you as the spirit man of them. Mostly when it reaches in the beliefs. Right from the wizards.
It's
spoken many lies out there. To reaching religions. To reaching salvation. There appear the false salvation. Even the false gospel. That tongue
is
what caused many to be destroyed. And it can't. Straight cause many to live. If it speaks the truth. And if it decides. To do worship God in the spirit and truth. Now you're going to arrest it. With its mouth. You as the spirit. For they are your members. Always you speak that my mouth. You owns it, it's you the spirit. You're going to arrest that mouth and that tongue.
And
command them to do the rightful things they ought to do. Let's finish here.
Yakobo esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
James chapter 3 verse 7.
Kubanga buli ngeri eyensolo n'ennyonyi n'ebyewalula n'ebyennyanja bifugika era byafugibwa abantu.
For every kind of beasts and of birds and of serpents and of the things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. Verses 8.
Naye olulimi siwali muntu ayinza kulufuga. Bubi obutaziyizika. Lujudo busagwa obutta.
But the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. Verse 9.
Olwo lutenderezesa Mukama waffe ye kitaffe. Era olwo lwe tukolimiza abantu abaakolerwa mu kifaananyi kya Katonda.
With this bless we God, even the Father, and with this curse we men, who are made after the similitude of God. Verse 10.
Nti mukamwa kamu mwe muva okutendereza n'okukolima. Baganda bange, ebyo tekibigwanira kubeera bwe bityo.
Out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Yes.
Nebiralo ojja kusoma naye nga.
Others will read them, but
bwe tubanga tuli mu mworeso.
When we are in a demonstration.
Ogwokuza abasinza Katonda mwoyo ne mazima.
Of restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth.
Bwe tuli nsi yonna.
All over the world.
Ekimu ku kitugenda okusinga okufuga.
One of what we're going to most control.
Bwe olulimi lwaffe n'omumwa gwako.
Our tongue with the mouth.
Fenge emyoyo.
We as the spirit.
Tubikontrolinge.
We have to control them.
N'emitima gyaffe.
With our hearts. Now it's required of us to go back to see how do they worship God in spirit and in truth. For people like those, they are the ones he seeks. And how do they appear? How they look like?
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus much.
Kubanga wabano nya bali bwe bali.
But when he seeks for people like those.
Kitegeza asobola okuita kubuli chikacha abantu.
Means he can pass every type of people.
Na buli lulimi.
And every tongue.
Nga achano nya bali bwe bali.
When he still seeks for people like those.
Abana musinza mwoyo.
Those who worship in the spirit.
Nga bakulemirwa mu mwoyo mukufu.
As they are led by the Holy Spirit.
Era abana musinza mu mazima.
And those who will worship in the truth.
Nga bajudda amazima ge kigambo
ki. They are filled of truth of his words.
Nga bwe tujja okwongera okunnyonnyola.
As we shall move to get explained.
Engeri y'abo abasinza Katonda mwoyo ne mazima.
Some of those worship God in the spirit and truth.
Kubanga abo banoonya.
Those are ones in 6-4.
Nga bwe akugamba mu Yokaana essuula eyo kuna.
As he said in the John chapter 4.
Olwabiri mu 3 n'olwabiri mu 4.
Verse 23 to 24.
Agamba bw'ati.
And he says like this.
Yokaana essuula eyo kuna n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu 3.
John chapter 3 verses 23.
Naye ekiseera kijja era kituuse. Abasinza amazima lebanasinzanga kitaffe mu mwoyo n'amazima kubanga kitaffe anoonya abalinga abo okubeera ab'okumusinzanga.
But the hour comes and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in the spirit and truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. Yes,
kitaffe oyo ali mu ggulu,
our Father who is in heaven,
waguru w'eggulu,
above all the heavens.
Anoonya abamusinza mwoyo ne mazima.
He seeks for those to worship him in the spirit and truth.
Omanyi gy'ali.
You know where he is.
Asinzira eri waggulu w'eggulu yonna.
He is best above all the heavens.
Nga Yobu 28 bw'egamba.
As Job chapter 28 says. Verse 23 to 24.
Asinzira eyo.
And he best above them.
N'alaba mu ggulu yonna n'ensi.
And he sees through all the heavens and earth.
Ne mukulaba kwonna.
But in all seeing.
Asinzira eyo.
He best is there.
Ne mu kigambo kya Yesu ali mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
Even in his word, Jesus, who is in the third heaven.
Ngaba kolise choku 12 bwegamba.
As 2 Corinthians chapter 12 says.
Unyori soka paka olwokuna.
Verses 1 up to 4.
Natu momoyo wen abuneno yenna.
And he says spirit to spread all over in the heavens and the earth.
Okusinira ku Zaburi 139.
According to Psalms 149.
Nuru mukaga.
From verse 6.
Okutukira dala olwe 10.
To reach in the verse 10.
Naliokanonya mu buli kasonda konna. Ake gulyo nane
in every corner of heavens and earth.
Bali waba mushinzanga abamutendereza.
Where are those who worship and praise him?
Abamutendereza.
Those who praise him.
Abamushinza.
And they worship him.
Abamuyimbira nyimbe za gospel.
And they sing gospel songs to him.
Enyimbe ezenjiri.
Songs of the gospel.
Nebamuyimbira enjiri ya maro enyimba za marobo.
And they sing the hymn songs.
Ebiyiye.
The songs.
Ngabali mu mwoyo
and they are in the spirit
and ngabali mu mazima
and they are in the truth.
Nayo ruwo kubanga,
but because
chitu tebanga nga wali kutegera nnyo,
taking time and there is no much understanding.
Ekigambo ekyo gye kikoma,
that what where it ends.
Okusinza Katonda mwoyo ne mazima,
worship God in the spirit and truth.
Yali yasubiza dda,
he had promised in all
that there are
people
abali eri wansi w'emigga gya Ethiopia
who are beyond rivers of Ethiopia.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Unsibuko yomugga kiyira.
At the source of the River Nile.
Wali mugwanga lya Uganda.
Right in the nation of Uganda.
Abali komyao abasinza katonda muwene mazima.
Who will restore those who worship
God
all over the world.
Chuvulaba.
That is why you see.
Venga gwanga lya Uganda.
We as the nation Uganda.
Tubadde tufubako okulaba nga tusinza mu eri yonna.
Trying to see we worship in all ways.
Nayenga.
But.
Tetuchitadde mu yone mazima.
We had not put it in spirit and truth.
Nayenga bobono onyeza.
Yet if you've thought.
Nadala mukanisa yobulokozi.
Mostly in the church of salvation.
Tufubatu kubetendo.
We try to pray praise as possible.
Then tufubako okusinza.
Then we try to worship.
Nayenga chitubula kechi.
But what we lack is one thing.
Kuberanga tuli mu mazima. Tuli mu moyo.
In the spirit.
And
we are in the truth. You know, when you look out, the choir tries to praise.
Different
choirs in different ministries. The clothing. This qualifies them from being in the spirit. And it chased them that they are in the truth.
And they are
not in the spirit and not in the truth, just the way they
talk.
Before we analyze the tongue and the mouth, what it spoke and what it did behind the scenes. The way they work on themselves,
it proves
they're not in the spirit, neither in the truth.
For
they forget to clean the inward person.
And they
clean the outward person and they mess up everything. Others cut their high lashes like this.
They
cut off, they paint that looking upwards. Working on yourself is not harmful, mostly on women.
But
to doing excessively beyond the truth of God, that is to sin. That's why Ecclesiastes says, don't be over righteous. Why should you not be that? You might bypass the righteousness of God and create your own.
And
those we shall speak about them. There are people who say, God checks the heart.
He bypassed
the righteousness of God. That he checks the hearts. And he forgets what fills in a human's heart. They are what come out of them. Don't deceive yourself. A mini skirt which is not inside your heart. Yes. As you clothe it, you've sought it coming from where? You already sorted, you don't understand what you do. Now, another person that is
called righteous,
and they bypass the righteousness of God. And he reaches to tell God, you check the hearts. That is how you say it. After checking in the heart, and he does what? And he leaves the visible things seen and he leaves them. Is he not he promised to judge you the way you acted in the flesh? Things you did, whether good or bad. And you find them filled with pride. Are we together? We were promised to come from beyond rivers of Ethiopia. As we've been called in the worldwide call to lead the whole world in the worldwide call, where God has called us to work with him in the final work on the planet Earth. And that work, and it's the revival and the restoration of all things,
to
be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever.
You said
to restore the worshippers. Worship in spirit and truth all over the world. That too is our work. That's why he speaks Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9 to 10. And he says like this.
Zephaniah esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9.
Kubanga mubire ebyo ndikyusiza amawanga olulimi olulongoofu. Bonna bakabire erinnya lya Mukama okumuweereza n'omwoyo gumu.
For then will I restore the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord.
Olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Verse 10.
Eri emitala w'emigga gya Ethiopia, abasinza abange wamu n'omuwala w'abantu bange abasaasaana balindeetera ekiweebwayo.
From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my worshippers, even the daughter of my despised, shall bring my offering. Yes.
Abasinza bavawa.
Those who worship come from where?
Wansuwe migajachi.
Beyond Ethiopia. Rivers of Ethiopia. That river called River of Ethiopia, it's the River Nile. But when you are in Ethiopia up there, when you look beyond down where it goes down,
they said
beyond where it goes down, where it is sourced from, in this nation of Uganda, he says, my worshippers. In all these verses say like this.
They
want us to handle it slowly before we move on far. For he said in Zephaniah chapter
3
verses
9
that he will first restore a pure language. That too is an entire study. For when we speak today, we have languages not pure in the church. For example, I can ask you when you come from home, where are you going? I'm going to the church. You too, what are you? You are going to the church and you are the church. Are you going on yourself? The language is not pure. When you come here, you come at the ministry or at the synagogue. But your language is not pure for you, say. They ask you, are you going? I'm going to the church.
What?
Jesus comes before the church, which has not spots, it's not a wrinkle. Ephesians 5:22-27. Coming back for the building or you?
And then
Jesus died for the church.
He died
for the building or you? My God, that language is not pure at all. Now here at full knowledge, pure language, God has helped, we've restored it. It will come back in the whole world. The person reached the ask, where are you going?
That
I'm going at the synagogue or at the ministry. You're not going to the church, no. Me, I am the church. And you bring out scriptures, you teach and preach to that person very well. And you restore a pure language to them. When they say that now, when you die, where are you going to be buried?
Said,
I'm not going to die. I'm going to unclothe this body. Simple.
For
we have a dirty language. We say, when I will die, I will go to heaven.
And
what will die, how will it move on to heaven? You think, do we die? We just unclothe.
Even
bodies, they sleep. Those are pure languages. The dead language are these ones. When I will die, and they bury me at Masaka, and I go to heaven after. Speaking, are you mad? When you die, they bury you. After you go to heaven?
No.
But you know that many mad people are on this world, yet they do not know they are mad.
Just
what you speak depicts your madness. There you say, when you die, you will be buried. And after you go to heaven. Even those who do announcements on radio, they say, we are going to escort the dead body of the led. We take him to his eternal house. The led, we escort his body. The led, we take him to his eternal house. And the led is already checked, moved away. Praise Jesus.
So
all those, let's repeat this verse.
Zephaniya esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Zephaniah chapter 3 verses 9.
Kubanga mu biro ebyo ndikyusiza amawanga olulimi olulongoofu. Bonna bakabire erinnya lya Mukama okumuweereza n'omwoyo gumu.
For then will I restore to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord. Yes. In those days, a pure language will be restored. And when they ask you, friend, who is your spiritual father? And you say, our father in heavens, Hebrews 12 verse 9, is the father of our spirits. Matthew 23 verse 9, don't have any other father on the earth, but your father is one in heaven. Now the father of our spirits is in heaven. What about this one you have on the world? That one begot me in the gospel. Ephesians 4. Even though we have many instructors, but we do not have many fathers. Apostle Paul said, I begot in the gospel. He did birth spirits. Who of you has ever begotten a spirit? Even here in Uganda. In Buganda. They say we birth the bodies. We don't birth spirits. Simple. Clear. Don't you see God what that you call me your spiritual father? When did I begot you? Leave me alone. Did I know even how they begot spirits? Maybe understanding
a
knowledge of God when he gave it to me. Who of these ones begot spirits?
We
got you in the spirit, in the gospel, for it's us who are ahead of you in the gospel. Now when you come, we preach to you, we degrade you in that gospel.
But
I've never been your spiritual fathers. Those who shall speak of them of the pure language, but say all nations in the world, he will restore them a pure language, and we minister together in the worldwide call where God has called to work with him in the final work on this planet earth. And that work, it's the revival and restoration of all things,
in knowing
the way they ought to be, the way they should be,
in
the way they will be forever. There is where is to restore those who worship in the spirit and truth. And as we restore all things,
pass
through restoring the gospel of salvation, gospel of the kingdom of God, and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as we reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
And
when we restore that gospel,
it's possible
to restore gospel music.
But we are gospel music.
When we speak of gospel music, songs which are in the gospel, and people sing scriptures,
symbols,
not stories, these words of the world. And he means, when you restore that language, able to restore those who worship in the spirit and truth,
he's
going to base beyond rivers of Ethiopia. Out there is where he's to come, his worshippers. It is me and you.
Uganda,
you Uganda. The world is waiting for you. Now you need to know what God expects from you. At the part of the worldwide call, at the
departs
of restoring those who worship in the spirit and truth. I don't want us to do this work when it is halfway. If we had only done the worldwide call, where God has called on nations,
to
work with the final work on the planet earth, the revival and restoration of all things, and yet we leave aside, restore those who worship in the spirit and truth, then we would have done the work halfway. That's why we moved them hand in hand together. Last time we called you when we summarized concerning the worldwide call,
blessing
in this nation, Uganda, year 2022, in the months of September. Now we've called you for the second part. If there are exams, paper one they passed it through for you last time.
Paper two.
Now we write on the paper too.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And my friend, if you do paper one, you get 90%.
Or 100.
And paper two, you don't do it. As they balance you, you have not balanced. You can come back, you are 40. You cannot even make it. You can't make it. If you
paper
did
two,
you didn't do paper two,
they
consider you in those who did exams or not? Not. You retain. If we had done the worldwide call alone, the final work on the planet, revival of all things.
And
don't do revival of those worshiping the Spirit and truth. You would have done only paper one. God does not want skills which are not balanced. He wants skills those balanced. And there are people, if you said come in the worldwide call, they would have filled the whole of this place. Restore those who worship God in spirit and truth. And they said, no. That's for only full knowledge. It's not for Uganda. And they didn't come. Now,
all
along ago, see, you're a con man. You are one of those who worship him.
And
speak of what those who worship him will never appear.
Uh-huh.
You are very terrifying. Let's read verse 10.
Zephaniah, esure yokusatu, noru nyiriri ore kumi.
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 10.
Tierie mitala we migaja Ethiopia, abasinza abange, era nomu wala wabantu banga abago bebwa.
From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my worshippers, even the daughter of my despised, shall bring my offering. Yes.
He
said, at the source of the river Nile, beyond rivers of Ethiopia, my daughters, my sons, they're right there. My worshippers.
But
we have to take an offering to him of praise. An offering of praise.
That
Hebrews 14 verse 15. That he waits from us. That we
are
going to take for him offerings of praising, worshipping, singing with him in the songs of bands, those of gospel, in all ways.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus,
man.
Where the hymn songs. Now, what else shall we leave out? Because we have to introduce ourselves in the world. That they have sent us to lead you.
Because
these who worship beyond rivers of Ethiopia.
He
said if they raise these two banners and trumpets. The trumpets of the worldwide call. The final work of this planet Earth. And that work is the revival. And restoration of all things. Even the trumpets. Restoring those who worship in the spirit and truth.
If
you raise the trumpets and blow them, then all nations have to hear. And they have to hear souls coming from there.
The outermost part of the earth. Yes.
My God. I don't know whether that song is there would have been sampled of it.
You first
sample us there.
So bring
me Hebrews as they play it. Yes. When all nations we call them. I told you we teach. You're free to stand up.
We are the people. By the Lord, we no one who was passing the world. They're singing in Uganda at the source of Uriva Nairo. The only believers of Ethiopia.
The longest river in the world.
In the Dayawa.
In the Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 1 to 10.
Your crew was the first in the world. Only the rivers of Ethiopia. Ethiopia. Ethiopia.
Hey.
In the rivers of Ethiopia. Up we burn up on the world.
One look up and down.
Hey. We will a grand
party. Come on, Sekondere.
In the entire world.
We will come on, Sekondere.
Hey!
We was mirrored, hey, in the spirit. Hallelujah.
The Lord is on the shifting cloud.
Hallelujah, hallujah, hallujah. Ah, put your hands on my feet.
We are still studying. I love the sample.
Ah, put some at
the
moment.
We are studying the demonstration. Those true worshippers. They are beyond
Ethiopia.
The rivers of Ethiopia. My. Right, those people.
Waited
there for the sacrifice and the offering.
Sadake yetendo
sacrifice of praise of a mouth.
Ngatuwayo sadake yokuwerezo kwa magezi.
Give a sacrifice of illustration of wisdom.
Ngatuwayo sadake yetendo.
We have to give a sacrifice of praise.
Mubarumi
in Romans.
Ngasina ba kugenderi mbebulania.
Before I go in Hebrews.
Mubarumi esure yekuminebi.
In the Romans chapter 12.
Ulinyorisoka
from verse 1.
Pakorokubi
up to 2.
Tuwayo sadake yetendo.
We give a sacrifice of praise.
Sadaka
we give
enamu.
A sacrifice, a living sacrifice.
Yokuwerezo kwa magezi.
The ministration of wisdom.
Hebrews
14 verse 15. We're to give a sacrifice of praise.
So consumed about me to the
first word in Romans we see.
Abarumi esule yekumi nebiri nolunyiri soka.
Romans chapter 12 verses 1.
Chemvudembe gairira aboluganda oloksasira kwa katonda okuwanga yemibiri jamwe sadake namu entukuvu esanyusa katonda.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Verses 2. Katonda
and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Praise Jesus much. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. We give a living sacrifice of our bodies. It's a ministration of wisdom.
If we
not be conformed to the world,
we
renew our minds to separating
what
God accepts and that He wants. But what God wants is all people be saved and to reach it, know all the truth. Till we have another sacrifice to give,
the
fruits of praise of our mouth, He also waits for them. Let's repeat this Hebrews that we read of
13:15.
Hebrews chapter 13:15.
By him
therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name.
He,
yes.
Katuine okola kwa mirundi ebi.
Now we have two workings we expect
no
to.
Kuwayo kwa mirundi
ebi. Even offering of two types.
We wawo.
Are we together?
Tuino kolo nga tukulemera mu kuitiba kwensi.
We have to work as we lead the worldwide call.
Atuna mwaisa manga gunokola na ye mu kusemba yo.
Called on nations work with me the final work.
No muri mu ogwe revival.
And that work is the revival.
Okudizibwa obujja.
In restoration.
Okuchasinzu iro kusemba yo.
The greatest and the last.
Okwe bintu byonna kugone kunsi.
All things in the heavens and earth.
Au tugenda kwe wayo nga balumi 12.
There we shall offer ourselves as Romans 12.
Nyo lisoka
verses 1 up to 2.
Nga tuwayo emibiri jaffe.
As we give our bodies, the living sacrifice, minister in the ministration of wisdom that's in the word of God. And we cease to be conformed to this world,
which is
filled of vanities and evils.
But
as a sacrifice acceptable before God,
as
transformed, we've understood what God wants.
Now,
in the second part of the working, as we restore those who worship God in the spirit and truth all over the world, we have another giving. And we give a sacrifice of praise, fruits of our mouth. You be ready to sing wherever you are, Uganda. For Uganda, you are a musician. You are a musician. Who leads musicians who worship. Who worship, praise God in the spirit and truth. I don't know how God saw us, but it's amazing. All nations there to hear us. Those who come beyond rivers of Ethiopia. Because in Isaiah chapter 18, verses 1 to 3,
he
said all nations, if people beyond rivers of Ethiopia, they raise up the banners and blow the trumpet. When they raise the banner, two banners and two trumpets, the one banner and the one trumpet, it is of the worldwide call, the final work on the planet earth, the revival of all things. The second banner and the trumpets,
it's
revival and restoration of true worshippers of God all over the world.
And
if we raise both of them, nations will hear.
Yes, he was
with Jesus much. That's what he said in the Isaiah chapter 18, from verse
1
up to
3.
And he says like this.
Isaiah
chapter 18, verse
1. Woe
to the land with wearing wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Verse
2.
That sends ambassadors by the sea, even in vessels of bulrushes upon the waters, saying, go, you swift messengers, to a nation tall and smooth of skin, to a people feared from their beginning until now, a nation powerful and trodden down, whose land the rivers divide.
Olinyo lwokusatu.
Verse 3.
Mwe mwenna abatuula mu nsi, nammwe ababeera ku ttaka ly'ensi. Ebendera bw'ewanikibwanga ku nsozi, mulabanga. Era ekkondeere bwe lifuuyibwanga, muwuliranga.
All you inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see, when he lifts up a banner on the mountains, and when he blows a trumpet, hear. Yes.
Mwe mwenna abatuula ku nsi.
All you that dwell on the earth.
Abantu bali abali mu.
The people right on the earth and the nations beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, known as River of Egypt, and the source of the River Nile, in that land, many other rivers divide within it to differ it from other nations around it. It's what holds the source of the River Nile. Within it, there are many other rivers dividing in it.
So
when those people lift up a banner and they blow the trumpet, all you that dwell on the earth and who live in this world, you hear. Now, nations are waiting. How are we to do this?
But
I told you
off.
We have a trick to cut this nation in a few minutes. Understood it? We're preparing for it. Now you're going to do all possible to
reach
the month of end of August in the nation we have cut it out. We need to know every district has a population of how many. But this number,
we print
a quarter of that population. One who gets will move it to others. Now you're going to
get
an agent in those districts. You're going to see here the ushers. Which district do you know very well? You register yourself. You'll be an agent. We shall send you there. And you go center by center. And you have your public address. Mobile public address. You move with it. That which is charged for
center,
you. Center. Tell them what is moving
Gabagundi.
On. Give out the flyers. It will be that after we call them in Kampala, in a field, we introduce this to them. We've already finished.
Amen.
Campaign is revival. Restore those who worship God in the spirit and truth. And be going on that campaign.
Now,
leaders of the world, leave us.
We are not
going on the campaign of the president of the nation. We are going on a campaign.
Revival.
Of all things. Restoring the worshippers of God in truth, spirit and truth. Are we together? Where are you going? Speak to your neighbor where you will head to. After we finish
work,
register yourself. You have vowed, you have to fulfill. He said they go where? Tell them begin prepare some money.
Ministry again to supporting.
The ministry will support us, which we shall put some. My goodness. Campaign revival is going to be very interesting. When you reach that district, we shall give you money for border rights. Microphone, you have your speaker. You stand in the center alone where people are.
This is,
we are going to campaign revival.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus, man.
Those who register
immediately. We are going to send you three.
Rwantumye babiri babiri
naye bameka. Two, but three.
Uwokusatu awandika baani abayingiridde mu revival.
Just who have entered revival.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Na ye,
but
mu Isaiah sura ya 24.
In Isaiah chapter 24, verse 14.
Jetujjo tandikira kencha.
Which we shall start with tomorrow. Yes, you have a sibling. Now let's read a little there. Quiet, quiet, quiet. Quiet, you be prepared. Mwete, begin with praise here. Yes, oh, revival campaign.
Take
the song in studio 4, it's already out.
Campaign, campaign,
the campaign, revival.
Campaign, campaign,
revival. The backing is powerful, man.
Muje, muje, tugende. Campaign, campaign,
revival.
Aha, wawe deda.
It's well done. Let's read this verse.
Isaiah sura ya 24 n'olunyiriri olw'14.
Isaiah chapter 24 verse 14.
Bano bali yimuseddoboozi lyabwe balyogerera waggulu olw'obukulu bwa Mukama. Balekaana nga bagulumiza Mukama nti balekaana nga bayima ku nnyanja.
They shall lift up their voices. They shall sing for the majesty of the Lord. They shall cry aloud from the sea.
Olunyole 15.
Verse 15.
Kale mugulumize Mukama ebuvanjuba. Erinnya lya Mukama Katonda wa Isirayiri mu bizinga eby'omu nnyanja.
Therefore glorify the Lord in the east. Even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the coastlands of the sea. Those coming from where? In the east. Where are we located?
East Africa.
Aha.
Yes. You yourself. He speaks of you.
Aha.
The next verse say what?
Isaiah sura ya 24 n'omukaaga.
Isaiah chapter 24 verse 16.
Tuulidde ennyimba nga ziva ku nkomerero y'ensi. Ekitiibwa eri abatuukirivu. Naye ne njogera nti nkozimba, nkozimba, zinsanze. Abalyaza amaanyi balyaza amaanyizza. Weewaawo. Abalyaza amaanyi balyaza amaanyizza nnyo.
From the uttermost parts of the earth have we heard songs. Even the glory to the righteous. But I said, my lineaments, woe unto me, the treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously.
Yes.
They have heard songs from the utmost parts of the earth.
Uganda,
Uganda, on the African map, it's where?
West Africa.
Right at the side there. At the most parts of it. Yes. Nearing. What is the water body nearing there? Which ocean is that?
Indian Ocean.
They have had songs coming from there.
They
praise the Lord. They worship. They sing for Creator.
Why are you
late so much?
Uganda muje tugende.
And praise. We sing for the Creator, the songs have begun. Yesterday we are introducing ourselves. Right now we've begun. My.
Uganda, mujhe tugende kwe.
Hey.
kitafari mukuru Yesu murokozi omoyo murungamya yebwaita Uganda itabati wewawo tata
kama wewawo
wewawo Yesu
wewawo
wewawo moyo
hey hey
nagenda ngachono tumba
uya
kafari mungu
hey
Yesu murokozi omoyo murungamya yebwaita
yebwaita
Uganda itabati
wewawo
tata
hey
wewawo Yesu
hey
wewawo moyo
hey hey hey
nagenda ngachono tumba
Bwemugongeramu nga tuvudde muteno nga nkomawo.